USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton won't meet with the House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry without a subpoena. Bolton is openly sparring with the administration about its approach toward Ukraine. Tim Morrison, a Russian expert brought on to the National Security Council by Bolton, has now resigned a day before he's scheduled to meet in private with the committees. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution outlining the next phase in the inquiry. Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern.
Let there be no doubt that as much as this president flaunts the Constitution, we are going to protect it. We will stand up for the Constitution and defend the rule of law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
They've denied President Trump basic due process rights and are cutting his counsel out of the process in an unprecedented way.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
A pair of big economic reports exceeded expectations, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
America's private employers added 125,000 jobs this month, which is more than economists had expected. Those that were polled by Dow Jones before the release of the report by ADP had forecast about 100,000 new jobs. Meanwhile, the nation's economy grew more than expected in the third quarter, according to the Commerce Department, which says GDP was up by an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly, though, from the second quarter, but still stronger than economists had predicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following an announcement by the Federal Reserve that the rates will be cut. The Dow was up 115 points, the S&P 500 up 9, and the NASDAQ up 27. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. John Clemens reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
A medical expert is questioning if convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Was convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's prison suicide in August actually a homicide?
There are multiple three fractures in the hyoid bone, the thyroid cartilage, that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation.
That's Dr. Michael Baden, forensic pathologist and former chief medical examiner in New York City. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he was speaking on Fox. Epstein was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges involving underage girls. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.